La 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 la
Good morning, friends. Friday, 4:32. There's no better time now than to take it and to start exercising everything we've been through in the last few days towards the big convention. We want now to do something practical. We want to go through this lesson from the connection between us. We'll read in preparation, and then we'll do a workshop.
From Rav's words, from the morning lesson we just heard now. Limitation means to limit the situation he is in and not want gadlut. Meaning, by this he limits his situation, so he does not want anything. Rather, in the current state he is in, it doesn't matter what situation, could be the best or the worst, confused with his mind or heart, it doesn't matter which. He wants to remain forever. Meaning, I accept it as it is. It comes to me from the Creator. He is good and does good without any changes. I accept the situation. And then what happens? Now, I have to change myself all the time with my mind and heart in order to see the situation as higher and higher and more eternal and complete. Meaning, I no longer ask for changes to be on the outside, but going forward, I begin to change within.
Okay, friends, let's put a hand on our friend's shoulder, look at each other in the eyes, and answer the questions. But from that point where we demonstrate, truly act out that point towards our friends, we don't need more knowledge. We want now together to come to this state. We look at each other in the eyes, we feel it, and we pass this on to our friends. What is the absolute good? What is to be in the absolute good?
Being in the absolute good is that point of annulment we've been talking about the whole lesson. It's being disconnected from being not attached to what is happening to me in my will to receive. On this first level we talked about, and being attached only to the Creator, being able to attach every situation to the Creator.
According to what we talked about in the lesson, this absolute good is to receive everything we have in this moment, not ask for anything beyond that, to be happy and support the friends.
It's to create such an environment where there's one force in reality. He is good and does good and always grasp reality from this perspective.
The absolute good is to be connected to you in the 10, to be in connection, to think about you, talk to you, do a workshop with you. That's the absolute good.
As Eyal said, only through the connection between us we can feel something called the absolute good. I just listened to the lesson now and I realized I didn't get anything. Total detachment. But I remembered that in the live lesson that when we first heard it, everything was clear. So only in the connection between us can we do anything.
It seems like Rav is directing us that the absolute good is the place that's disconnected from the I, from the calculations of what I can add to myself, and actually to receive and be sensitive towards that state that's outside of me, the greater, which is the absolute good. It's disconnected from my ego.
And all of reality around us and all the conditions are arranged in such a way that we will grow in the best possible way. Especially here in this society, we were given this window to see that this is really the situation.
The absolute good is our ability to emerge out of ourselves and to actually be inside the friends. And it's not in the friends, but it's in the ability of the friends to adhere their point to the upper. And to get that example, the importance, the drive to do it.
I don't know if it's correct, but it seems to me like this absolute good is different for each one. Everyone who receives it has a different absolute good, and it's fine because we complement each other. So there's nothing that's the same for everyone. It's what we build together that's similar to it.
What conceals for us the absolute good is our nature. It's our ego that we need to somehow identify, depict, and feel that it's uncomfortable for us to have it conceal this before us. And that's the aspiration for it to be in that state, to be for the friend, to care, to love, all those things. And then from that gap that we create what we want, we discover the nature, and there in the end there's a cry to discover the absolute good.
Yeah, and the absolute good is not something I can see in myself. It's something I can only look at the friends, the relationship between them, my relation toward them, and determine if it's the absolute good or not. This absolute good will never be revealed in my personal kelim. It will be revealed in the corrected connection between us. Kabbalists tell us it already existed. You just have to work on it and look for it. And there is the absolute good, not in me.
Friends, so we are already in the absolute good. We're looking at each other in the eyes, and we can see loving eyes of the friend. So if so, while we're already in that absolute good, how do I talk about the spiritual path I have? Where am I going? What needs to change in the next moment? Again, if I am now in the absolute good, how do I describe my unique path? Where am I going? What needs to change in the next moment? Please.
There's no rest for the righteous. Our default state is to constantly fall into ourselves. So where do we go? To our love of friends. Every moment we start over.
What we need to change is to constantly adapt my perception to that absolute good, towards the ten, towards the group, the society, and check each time where my ego is pulling. Maybe engage with the ego or the ten, and there invest all our forces, and the reforming light will correct our ego.
With our short experience, we can already see that quite a few people look back at their lives and say, how we missed out, how we didn't take advantage of an opportunity. But we who receive the chance, not of this life, but of a spiritual life, we already have a ten, we have a teacher, we have friends, we have the world kli, something so huge. We're the ones who should take advantage of every moment to gain this spirituality and pass it on to anyone who crosses our path or doesn't, just so it spreads through all of reality.
Such lessons altogether, all this week, was such a week of being shaken up. And then you describe that you discover that you're going to a new place. We're going to a place that is much more kind of delicate between us, where the discernments are much clearer and more specific. That's it. And specifically, despite what Roni said, despite that absolute disconnect and what we hear, the path is simply in following the teacher, following him, and trying to do all the efforts we can until we'll have a clearer perception of this stage.
Yeah, and what are the specific points? Opposite things begin to unite as one. What should change in the next moment? Nothing. And this is just what we learned now. That nothing should change. I don't want any changes. And at the same time, I want to receive it, accept it as different. It's like different things connect into one picture.
We're looking with loving eyes to our friend, seeing from the absolute good what needs to change in the next moment. We're constantly going towards Dvikut, and we need to look nicely at these faces of the friends, because that's the matter. Because to go to adhesion is, we need to be equalized with the Creator. We need to love the other. We need to love the friends. And the friends love you. But how do you see them? That's the problem. That's why we need to use this kli that's called the ten, the friends, and increase with my love to the friends, even though my friend is like a partsuf, like a face like Shai, how beautiful you are when the camera's looking. But look, that's how you are. To see how the friends love you, how the Creator's operating through them, and to love them.
Friends, we are continuing to strengthen and deepen the exercise between us. Every speaker tries to convey to the friends maximum feeling to realize this exercise of the absolute good. And the listening friends, just like we listen to each other tens of thousands of times, we try to listen to them as if it's the first time. Now, a question. What does it mean not to ask for a change in the current state? How would I feel now in the lesson if I were to limit myself? What does it mean not to ask for a change in the current state? How would I feel now in the lesson if I were to limit myself?
During the lesson,
when Rav talked about that point, I had a certain picture in my mind of a treadmill where you're the ground is moving below you and you have to effort to just remain on your spot. That's our state. To hold on to this situation of the absolute adhesion, you have to effort at going in the right direction, and then we will simply come to that same point. We won't move anywhere. That's our permanent work. To constantly seek the connection between us above the ego that's being revealed, above the nonsense that my mind is bringing forth to me.
What does it mean not to ask for change in a current state? How would I feel at the lesson if I would not limit myself, or if I would limit myself? I wouldn't care what I feel. I would just want the friends to feel, I guess, without any... regardless of my feeling.
We're probably getting close to the absolute good if we were to put ourselves with some kind of limitation to discern our egos and see what the ego is setting, being sent from outside, and how perfect it is, and how we need to accept it, not to ask for anything beyond. Such actions help us stabilize the good between us instead of the ego between us.
It sounds a little strange that you can't take a baby and tell it limit yourself. I guess if we have come to this article and we're approaching it and asking how to limit in order to feel the absolute good, it means we're probably not babies anymore, and we can look at reality in the eye and see how to obtain the absolute good truthfully, by grown-ups. But in order for it to happen, we have to hold each other and keep looking at these loving eyes and not stop.
I don't know how I would feel in the lesson if I were to limit myself. I think the essence of our work is to try and grasp what that tip of a string that kind of Rav is leaving us. That's the limit in myself. It's those questions that Rav says, you can't ask. And it's not like that. And he says it with love, how he's trying to educate you to go out, to follow him, not after your will to receive and the things that jump up to you. That's the limitation here. But to truly follow him. It's like he's shining on a very specific path for us, and we have to follow it. That will to receive, and the ego and the thoughts, everything wants to go in those directions, but only there. That's the important point here.
So, for sure, how would I feel? I'd be happy. Because if you accept the situation as it is, and one of the goals is to appreciate the Creator and accept the absolute good that He gives, so what is the feeling? It's joy from receiving what He gives and settling for it.
Happiness is born from the effort, from the limitation. It's always an effort to think of something else than except for yourself. But to think about the friends, to think for what, it always demands efforts from a person. It's always not always pleasant, but you can see this in our lives and also in the lessons, that the light helps and corrects and also brings you happiness and fills that atmosphere in the group of the closeness of friends. It's happening. But to drive it is the work we have to do.
Actually, I don't really know what to add. If I were to limit myself to and listen, then a joy of connection would erupt, just like there is now here in the tent, in the connection between us. I don't know what else to add.
Let's add that joy is a result of good deeds, and all that, it comes from the good thoughts that we have for each other, concern for each other, our prayers for one another. And this brings forth joy, not because we're longing for joy, but because it comes as a result of this specific work.
Yeah, instead of trying to change everything and make it comfortable for me, I should do the opposite. I have to change something in me, so I'll be happy. The situation on the outside is already perfect.
In a few hours, we are going to increase the efforts of connection we have, and we're going to come here and open the convention officially. And we really want to for us to take everything that we've accumulated throughout these lessons and this workshop and to bring it into implementation. Into implementation from the moment I enter the gate here to the moment I leave the convention. So let's talk from that point. How do I behave towards the 10 in that point of zero in the convention? Let's imagine I enter the first lesson in the convention. How do I practically reset myself, relate to the 10? Let's do such an exercise. How do I enter the first lesson to the convention? How do I operate from that reset to zero? How do I relate to the 10 from there?
Especially at a congress, the perception of the 10 is broader, more sensed than on a day-to-day basis, because we feel the one or one huge clue, the efforts of the friends who put into this organization called Congress. They come from all over the world, all kinds of places, all kinds of gatherings. So when we say attend, it's a peace in this whole that we received as a gift. So to be zero in the 10 is a much greater 10 than we feel on a day-to-day basis, and it's a chance to feel our kli.
Very beautiful. Really, convention is an example. Yesterday in the 10 meeting, we talked about this matter of the convention. Meaning what Congress now? Every morning lesson is a convention, yet there is a convention. And this is a very good opportunity for us to greaten this force of connection. So I can enter through that point of zero only to the extent in which the friends hold on to that point of zero. And then I'll be able to enter, because otherwise I won't be able to enter anything with that zero, because on my own, I'll think of thoughts and actions. We need to remember that great effort that all our friends are doing all over the world, especially the Latin Kli, and to adhere to them, to truly adhere to them, to their desire, to their longing. And it's the same thing to make something more immense, and then for sure we will be in that point.
Yeah, look at the difference between every morning lesson that we have and a big gathering. Look at how we relate to it differently. We have a bigger preparation, a lot of friends participate, they gather in many places. We want to focus our energy on this point and make a common effort. Without a congress, each one or each ten or each group acts in its own cell, a sense and a sense. And here we want to synchronize and put a lot of energy into one point in time. That's one of the things.
What there is in the convention that you don't have on a regular day is the force to work more than usual. So I think...
Question. If there is a Yeshivat Chavirim, Assembly of Friends, in the evening, and I don't want to go there, Rav, you have to go over all the states that the society demands, but you add to it yourself by being included in them. You don't want anything other than what they determine for you. So you come to the Yeshivat Chavirim in order to mingle with all the friends. It's an active work. You have to annul yourself before the white light and not ask for anything. You think not asking for anything is not an act, is not an effort? Do what is written in these lines. That you don't want to change anything from what you receive from the Creator. And the Creator means through the whole world, through the friends, through the lesson from me, from everyone. This is called from the Creator. And you have to annul yourself before all of them and say, I don't want anything, only to annul before it. Therefore, get ready for the Yeshivat Chavarim. Prepare for it. La 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 la
la la.
All who say that he has preventions from above, I say about him that a lie would testify to him, but he does so, and though he comes from the true faith to be adhered to the Creator. Baal HaSulam, letter 18. Hello to all the friends from the world Kli. We are inside the white light, inside the Creator, who is good, that does good, bestowed to us all. We live in this state. We depict ourselves as being inside this state. And seemingly, there are preventions and as such that don't exist in us. We are inside the Creator, who is good, that does good. And now, we want to start to make practical steps to get closer, even more, into this state. And for that, we have gathered here the whole world, Kli, all over the world, in order to be in a gathering of friends, in a state of the Yeshivat Chavirim, which raises its, shifts up towards the gathering of friends. And we're going to take the right direction, the right guidance of how we need to be in the convention. We're going to see a short excerpt, a short verse here that Rav sent us, that is now in South America. So let's listen to Rav's words. Please.
I want to remind you that if you want to hear the Congress, you have to listen to it through the friends. Only in this way will you hear what it says and you will grasp its inner meaning. Good luck.
So our first question for our workshop that we're going to talk about is how will we hear the convention through the friends. Let's enter into what Rav wants of us. That's exactly how we need to enter the convention, which is to hear and to hear it through the friends. So let's talk and think about it, feel that state, to feel the convention through the friends. Workshop question: how will we hear the convention through the friends?
Hearing the convention through the friends, I haven't heard this coming from Rav. He's directing us very pointedly. I'm yelling into the microphone. Come closer. Someone in the tent couldn't hear him. So we need to hear through the friends. First of all, what does it mean to hear, to listen? We learn that hearing is a degree of Bina, meaning I don't want anything for myself. I want only for there to be bestowal upon the friends, for the light to bestow upon the friends and give them spiritual advancement, just like the Creator wants us to rise up to Him together.
And this light enjoys our connection, and I don't exist, no one exists. Only in the connection between us we connect, in perfection, in adhesion with one another. And everything that's above our desire disappears. Only that one point, which expands and expands more and more, such that the Creator will be able to enjoy.
Hearing through the friends means you're included in the friends' desires to attain the goal. The purpose of creation is in the same thought that the Creator determines, and by this we can be equal, and we work in that same direction. And in the last few lessons, we had to talk about annulment of our ego, and to be included in that desire. And there we live eternal life, and we become attached to the Creator, to that thought of creation.
And really, thank you to Rav, who simply helps us enter the state that we need to be in. How can we not think about ourselves? As we want to hear through the friends, you have no choice. It's like if you want to be in a convention, nothing will help you. You have to look at the friends and through them, feel it, enter that same state of limitation. On one hand, it's a certain action. On the other hand, it's a certain lightening of this situation that we won't think about ourselves. And I'm impressed that we're sitting here and we're at 10, and let's try to really connect to the convention through the friends.
Not only through the friends, but for the friends, because if I think of myself, then I'm thinking about how I hear through the friends. If I think of the friends, then I'm thinking how I hear for the friends. How I not interfere with the light, and I only compliment them. So all 10 desires, all 10 friends will receive the complete Or Makif, surrounding light.
One Kli can reveal the Creator, only the relations between us. Without the friends, we cannot build the Kli where we reveal the Creator. That's why everything is there.
Hearing the Congress through the friends means hearing the friends. Hearing the friends meaning hearing their chisaron, their desire to be included in their desires and be zero toward, with respect to me, and giving toward the friends, and then you have room for prayer and the filling will come.
It's a state where if we hear something in the lesson, that's what's happening to us in the ten, that's what's happening inside the connection between us. And if there are states, then these are states that we're learning together, not just me alone, as I see, or a friend that I see go passing by. Everything that I hear in the convention is something that is happening between us in that same place where we're hearing the depiction, the processes that are happening there.
I see hearing the Congress of the Friends as a direct continuation of what we've been talking about in the last lessons about limiting and etc. That there's nothing besides the Friends, because this is the Kli, it's the only thing that exists. The thoughts that I, from within me, that's all an illusion. I have to constantly calibrate myself on hearing everything through the Friends, because the Creator speaks through the Friends.
Домой. От сердца к сердцу путь лежит дороги той. Одним дыханием мы связаны с тобой. Мы снова вместе возвращаемся домой. 5000 лет дорог скитаний и разлук. 5000 лет слияния глаз, сплетения рук. Мы расставались и встречались вновь в пути. Настало время, укажи, куда идти. Подступает к горлу и сжимается в груди. Светом дом стоит в конце пути. Какой наградой окрыляет нас исход? Какой ценой заставит нас идти вперед? Мы долго шли во тьме ведомые судьбой. Теперь мы вместе возвращаемся домой. 5000 лет дорог скитаний и разлук. 5000 лет слияния глаз, сплетения рук. Мы расставались и встречались вновь в пути. Настало время, укажи, куда идти. Там подступает горло и сжимается в груди. Там, озаренный светом, дом стоит в конце пути. Там, после долгой битвы, после долгого пути. Помоги, моим братьям помоги.
Now, the Turkey group will speak, our beloved Turkey group, great friends from the Turkey group, organized a mirror congress to be together in heart and soul with our teacher, with our great world Kli, in our fateful world congress. Now, Turkey group, please go ahead and talk.
Hi, friends. Our friend Ruslan came from Moscow with us. We are very glad. In this preparation of this Congress, really it is a very, very different, and it seems sometimes that there will be no Congress. It seems nothing such like that, but in the deep, in the more deeper and deeper, really, my friends, I cannot choose any such a word to tell you how strong Congress we are in front of. Really, it's time to get rid of ourselves. Really, it's time not to bear this selfishness just a moment. It's okay. It's the time. It's the Congress time. Everything is ready. Really, we are ready. The Creator really helps us very much. It's time. We can do only together. We can do. L'chaim, Arut.
Friends, I got the privilege to present a very huge group that is also organizing a mirror convention on the Black Sea shores, the Odessa group, which organizes a beautiful mirror convention. As far as I know, over 200 people signed up. About 15 friends from Israel, some already arrived, I can see. Some are on their way still. They're on their way there. And I want to present these giant friends that are organizing the convention that's going to connect. I don't know, I just don't have a measure of how many countries people are coming from, but many are coming, and for them to tell us, and we can be incorporated with them.
This great action already started, although the official Congress is the New Jersey Congress, but many friends have come for the Mexico Congress already. They've landed. There will be more than 250 friends, and the registration is still going on. So there is huge importance, huge connection, and unbelievable preparation that's happening now. The feeling is like we are already at the Congress. We are already creating the situation that will be there and there. Nothing else will be left besides to open our hearts and accept that other half shekel that the Creator adds.
The exercise that we are practicing now in our self-annulment and holding on to that connection of there's no else besides Him with the Creator through the friends, this exercise reveals in us this true desire, this longing for connection, one to the other. And you can see its result. Already we're beginning to have the Creator is revealing and locking those mutual desires, and the friends sit together. I want to wish us all for us to now be drawn to one another, our desires, and create such a chain that begins to truly ignite all over the world, starting in Monterey, surrounding the world, as we feel the immense power of the Creator and all our teachers that wanted us to come to this state. And let's connect our desires together. L'chaim.
Здесь как мы можем соединить эти желания? Это на самом деле.
How can you connect his desires? There's a lot of work here that's being done, but it's very practical. Meaning, if we get up together and start to practically make efforts between us on this connection, then we will immediately reveal the Creator and that He is good and does good and only waits for us to do this. So then, why are we waiting? Why are we not doing it?
The purpose of the convention is to reach a convening, an assembly, and we will bring him contentment, reveal the Creator, and bring him contentment. That's our whole goal. We already have a team here in this convention, that this mirror convention in Kolova is not becoming a mirror, but too central and parallel, and we will do everything so that these mirror conventions will become one central convention, so Creator is revealed simultaneously in every place in this common Kli. L'chaim, friends, thank you.
It is inappropriate to come to the king's place without some request. But the truth is, we're not dealing with the present itself, but with being rewarded, with being adhered more or less with him. For example, it is like a servant who wants to cling to the king and begins to walk in the king's manners. And he makes a request from him, but the king rejects him. If he is smart, he says to the king his true point in the heart, that he desires no gifts, but only for the king to give him some service, the least of the least, in whatever way, as long as he is somewhat attached to the king with one connection that does not stop. Bala Sulam, letter number 18.
In a workshop question, how will we be adhered to the Creator throughout the conventions, which is actually one convention? Again, workshop question, how do we stay adhered to the Creator throughout the congresses?
During the Congress, all of our work should be a gift for us to connect and be attached to the Creator. And that's through the environment. At congresses, the environment affects us most intensely. And it broadcasts to us, projects to us the presence of the Creator. And we only need to get into it, open our hearts, so the environment and this state of Congress will influence us and connect us into this reality.
To be adhered to the convention throughout the convention is very simple. We need to adhere to the friends, because there's no state in which I'm adhered to the Creator more than when I'm with the friends. Meaning, if I think in that way and I'm in an illusion that there's some creator and there's friends and there's some this reality and another one. Kabbalists write us that there's no reality other than the love of friends. And that's why in the convention that we're about to assemble the whole world, actually, the whole world Kli, it's very easy to be adhered to the friends and to long only for that and to want from moment to moment just that from the friends. And then by that we will reveal in the love of friends, in the friends, in the connection, the Creator, and we'll be adhered to Him.
This is our only request. We don't need anything else but only to be with the friends and serve the Creator through the connection between us. He enjoys our connection, our dvikut, and that we ask Him to help the friends to remain connected with Him.
When we look at the state of the world and which demands this correction, and even though we don't understand it, this is the plan of the Creator that goes and is being revealed and raises humanity to the next degree, meaning the plan of the Creator is something that we have to carry out. This is something that friends from the whole world that will enter in this convention, now that we have to adhere, we have the goal to adhere to the same Creator and to give humanity the solution, and for Him to be revealed between us and through our efforts of connecting and connecting to the thought of creation and the plan of the Creator. L'chaim.
Clinging to the Creator, we can do that only through Rav's advice, which is to hear the Congress through the friends. There is no other way. If we think or try another way, there is no answer there. And the only way to cling to the Creator is through others, through the friends.
Just like we talked about in the previous workshop, is it the most important to adhere, to nullify, and remain a complete zero? Then you have room to have the Creator, room for Him to bestow and to feel His presence. And we don't need to not demand or ask. We want but one thing. We want to make room for Him to be able to operate upon us, to operate upon us according to His plan, according to His degree, according to His goal, and we will adhere to Him and do everything that is demanded of us.
Our work begins with the intention to give contentment to our Maker. And the friends and everything we do, we make the corrected Kli so the Creator can give us His pleasure. This is called bestowing on the Creator. Basically, the friends are the real means to get to the Creator.
You can't be adhered to the Creator if there's no Kli. That's why we have to really create the Kli that the Creator can be in. And in the concern and prayer for the friends, like Rav said, to see the convention and watch the convention through the friends is once again to think of them and hear them and hear that behind every friend the Creator is there and speaking, and that's where we create the Kli, the Creator will be with us.
Yeah, we can begin with the one action of being in the lessons as much as possible in the workshops. And if we have some duty or something, we have to finish it as quickly as possible and get back. So we need to look for every opportunity to get back to being with the 10 in the workshop, present in the Congress as much as possible, and to be attached to the schedule, to follow the schedule.
I agree 100%. To be with the friends and to participate is, we have to be this in heart and body and soul and every possible thing that they're doing. So the heart needs to constantly draw towards being with the friends and be with them in this adventure. And if we need to serve the society, it's also a great thing, but of course, immediately return And be adhering in the Creator is simply to be adhered in the friends.
Yeah, Rav gave us an advice to listen to the Congress through the friends and always be attached to the Creator. There's a nice depiction he gave. He said that to him, Congresses are like dough. If we imagine the situation where we come in the Creator, kind of uses us like dough and bakes us in, so that way we will be connected to him all the time.
Dear friends, dear world Kli, we're entering this summary stage of our lesson of all the groups. We're going to share our impressions towards the convention. What are we coming to the conventions with? What do we want to come out of the conventions with? Please, let's give an example to one another and pour, in short, efficiently, how we're coming, what we're entering the convention with what. Whoever wants to maybe share and impress, please, also for the world, please put your question mark. We will try to give everyone an opportunity to talk. Please.
Asia, please.
Asia? Hello, friends. We have a friend from Brisbane who leaves at 3 a.m. and will come here to my place together with another friend who lives an hour away from here. And it's only for one lesson. And he'll get back to Brisbane. We're planning, although it will be a short time together, but we're planning on having a strong connection so we can hear all the friends and remain in Dvikut with the Creator. Thank you.
Thank you, Asia. I'm repeating the question. What are we planning to come to the convention with? What are we're sharing with impression. What are we coming from the convention? What are we going to come out of the convention with? Please.
We are coming to the Congress like dough, as Rav said. Like dough, and we are all kneaded together into one whole, and there is no feeling of continents and different groups. We're all praying for South America, for the friends who have gathered there. We feel the whole world Kli is 110.
Thank you, friends. Please, Los Angeles.
Hello, dear friends. We are going to the Congress soon
with the feeling that the Mexican Congress right now that is going on is actually opening the skies and opening the gates of tears for us. So when we get to the Congress in New Jersey, we will be able to make the first strides to the first rung of spirituality, so Rav can be proud of his students. And L'chaim, chaverim.
Orlando. L'chaim. Orlando, v'kasham.
Orlando.
Hey, friends. Yes, we will have such confidence, such joy. Each friend is a best friend. We will hold each other. We will never let go. This is the greatest connection we're going to feel together. I'm so excited. I'm so happy for all of us. Israel is great. L'chaim.
Kutzat Rehovot, v'kasha.
Rehovot group, please. A Chovot group. Okay, Peter group, please.
Yes, friends, it's truly an immense opportunity. It's not that we're coming to the convention, we are already in the convention. They're a little cut up, but there's a rule, a known rule, that if you put enough chairs, there'll be guests that will sit on them as well. So we feel like we've been through all of the world to one place. We've created one hall. The chairs are ready for everyone. We're not doing them in the convention for ourselves, but so that that opportunity will be created to pour all the good in the world and fill the whole world with it. And we are people of work. And we are those who have to carry out this work. We're going to come to this convention with happiness for the whole world. And for this will be also joy for the Creator. We're hugging everyone.
Santiago group, please. Friends, the Congress.
El Congreso, la preparación es la carencia de conexión. La carencia que tenemos en este momento de que cada amigo esté en el corazón de cada amigo y que la luz nuestra sea la luz del Creador. Que cada uno de los amigos anule su ego y piense en el éxito del Congreso, en el éxito de que la luz se manifieste en cada uno de nosotros. Y que cada cosa que ocurra en esta parte del mundo, de América, esté relacionado con cada grupo y con cada escena en el mundo. Y que todo...
We have to connect all the points in the heart in the Congress.
Hasta Japón.
From Russia to Argentina, everyone must unite. In Mexico and in New York as well.
What an impression it's here. United VG. United VG.
Говорим. Мы тут посовещались. У нас был.
Friends, we talked about. We had a very serious workshop here, and we decided that we would go into the Congress as 110. Like the Peter group said, that the Congress started already, so we're going into the Congress with gratitude. And throughout the Congress, we will be asking to emerge. Like baked dough that's already that has a crust already and is beautiful already. So with this cake that we will become, we will give contentment to the Creator.
Thank you very, very much. And the last, the diamond in the crown, the New York group.
Wow, what an excitement. The New York group really... put so much heart into this Congress. All the external work that the friend invested in order to prepare this vessel called the Brooklyn Group, this facility to be prepared for Rav to come and the friends to come here. Really, friends put in so much hard work, and more than that, they put in their intention. We know that only through the connection we can give something to the world. We can give something to the worldly. And this is what we're doing. We're really behaving like this dough that Rav wants us to be. Each one brings his little part, and together we unite above all the obstacle in order to bring contentment to the Creator. L'chaim ne'baruch.
Thank you. הצלילים מבעד להמון בתוך המבטים מעל כל היגיון מעבר לעצמי ישר אל העליון והכל אחד האור והחושך המתוק והמר והכל אחד הטוב והרע אתמול המחר והכל אחד הקרוב הרחוק הגלוי הנסתר והכל
עם שיעור על ל"ג בעומר כחלק מהקורס על המשמעות הפנימית של חגי ישראל. בואו נצפה יחד בקדימון.
Let's watch a trailer together.
כל כך הרבה חגים, כל כך הרבה
So many festivals and holidays and symbols and food. Every year the cycle turns and the people of Israel dips the apple in honey, raises the flag, goes up to Jerusalem, puts on costumes, is happy and sad, and everything is according to what is written. And the course, the festivals of Israel, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we'll see what hides behind the customs and symbols and festivals, and we'll see how behind every biblical story there are deep and eternal meanings relevant to our lives here and now. You're invited to discover together new dips outside and within at the course The Festivals of Israel as viewed through the eyes of Kabbalah. And now we'll sing.
הכל התחיל עוד בבבל נפרדנו כך לכל תבל
חדלנו להבין אחד את השני איבדנו זה את זה בקשר חיוני
חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות
עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות
בני שפות אנחנו מקצות עולם הגענו שפתנו היחידה שפות אנחנו מקצות עולם הגענו שפתנו היחידה בשפת האהבה היום כמו חג בישראל נוהרים מכל דבר
משתוקקים רק להתחבר והתפילה תלך ותתגבר
כי הנרות
עם אש האהבה נדביק את הנשמות
בני שפות אנחנו מקצות עולם הגענו שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה בני שפות אנחנו מקצות עולם הגענו שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה
די,
היה לנו מדי, רוצים להתחבר